弟兄姐妹、朋友们平安。
Brothers, sisters, friends, be peace with you.
看我们周边的小孩啊，他们小的时候玩沙子，似乎是每一个小孩的天性。
So you look at kids in the church. Probably every kid sort of with this born ability, which is to play sand or play with them.
那有一个小男孩在自家院子中的沙箱里边玩耍。
So there is a story. A little boy was playing in the sandbox in the backyard.
那里有些他的玩具小汽车。
So he's playing with toy cars.
他用塑料铲子呢修筑公路架桥梁。
So he's doing a construction project, making roads and bridges.
那有一块巨大的石头挡住了他的去路。
So one probably boulder or a huge rock blocked his project.
那小家伙非常聪明，他开始挖掘石头周围的沙子。
So he was so smart, and he started digging the sand around the rock.
手脚并用，很快就将那块石头挪到了沙箱的边上。
Yeah, with his hands and feet, and taking no time and no effort, he pushed and rolled the rock to the edge of the sandbox.
但由于他的力气太小，他无论如何试了几次也没有把那块石头呢推到沙箱外边。
Because he was not strong enough, so he, after several attempts, he still couldn't really push the rock out of the sandbox.
已经是满头大汗的孩子了。
So he was
休息了片刻之后，再一次努力，用手推，用肩扛，左摇右晃的。
So he was all sweaty, and he rest for a while, and then he tried again, with every method he can thought of.
无论怎么使劲儿，那个石头还是没有出去。
But the rock still remained in the sandbox.
最后，小男孩坐下，哭起来了。
So he was so sad and was crying.
那孩子的父亲在他们家的卧室里边隔着纱窗呢，把这个情景都看在眼里了。
So the father saw everything through the window.
这个时候呢，父亲走出来，走到孩子的跟前，就跟他说：“儿子，你为什么不用上你全部的力量呢？”
So the father came out and talked to his son and said, "Son,Why did not you use all your strength?"
垂头丧气的儿子这时候非常委屈，说：“我已经用尽全力了，爸爸，我用了我所有的力量。”
The little boy then was downcasted, and thought he was wrong, and he said, "I really used all my strength."
不对，儿子，这时候父亲们。用温和而又坚定的口语跟他讲。
The father said, "No, you did not, but with a very gentle and firm tune."
你并没有用尽你所有的力量。
You did not use all your strength.
第一，你没有去请邻居的小朋友来帮你。
First of all, you did not ask your friend, your neighbor, friends, and help you.
第二，你也没有请求你老爸我来帮你。
Second of all, you did not ask me to help you.
男孩的父亲话音一落，就弯下腰，轻松地把那块石头就搬出那个沙箱外边。
Yeah, once he finished talk, he bent down and easily removed the rock from the box.
这个父亲教导孩子的一席话。
So all the story and the conversation that the father had with the son,
折射出我们基督徒的生命中有一个非常重要的特征，这个特征是什么
？So analogous to a very important character of our Christian life. So what is it?
是什么？祷告，还有呢，祈求。
So yeah, it's really the prayers and the petitions.
除了祷告和祈求，基督徒还有什么特征
？So besides prayers and petition, what other characteristics of Christians should have?
还有什么特征？祷告、祈求，然后也有一个感恩、感谢、感恩的心。
So that is really having a heart of thanksgiving.
那今天就借着腓立比书四章二到七节的经文，我们一起来思想，怎么样才能够活出真实的基督徒生命这个主题。
So today, the scriptures, let's really think about how we can live living an authentic Christian life.
腓立比书一共有四章的经文。
There are four chapters in Philemon.
那就在第四章，我们今天所读的经文前边的第三章，作者保罗用他自己的生命中美好的见证，提醒腓立比信徒。
So in chapter three, Paul uses his own example as a testimony to remind the believers in Philemon.
要以认识耶稣基督为至宝。
So it's really trying to teach them to know the Christ Jesus as the treasure.
忘记背后，然后呢，努力面前的。
So forget what is behind and staying forward what is ahead.
还有一句呢，向着标杆直跑。
And one famous one is press on towards the goal.
所以进入第四章的时候，第一节是这样写的，说我所亲爱所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕，我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立得稳。
So now coming to the chapter 4 verse 1, Paul wrote, therefore my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and my crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends.
是啊，从和合本我们看是弟兄，那刚才王正已经读了，是弟兄和姐妹们，是教会的信徒们。
Right, so if you look reading the Chinese version, only mentioned about brothers, but the NIV version is talk about all the believers, including brothers and sisters.
那在第四章第一节实际上是第三章的结束句。
So the first beginning sentence of chapter 4 is actually the ending sentence of the chapter 3.
引出了第四章作者对当年的腓立比信徒，也是对今天的信徒所做的诚挚的劝勉。
So it's really at the beginning to start a sincere exhortation to the believers in Philemon, but also to the believers of today.
那在接下来第二到第七节的经文描绘的是基督徒生命成长的过程中，我们可以身体力行的美好的画卷。
Really, from verse 2 to 7, depict a beautiful picture about a Christian's life and what we can do during our the growing of our Christian lives.
那我们就从三个方面来分享这段经文。
So let's share in three points.
学习劝勉的功课。
To learn the lessons of pleading or exhortation,
学习谦让的功课。
A lesson of gentleness,
学习祷告的功课。
A lesson of praying.
那请大家回想一下，或者在座的青少年，你也回头想一想，在我们小的时候，我们做错事情，父母是怎样对待我们的
？So we probably can learn from our own experience when we were small, when we did something wrong, how our parents react to our wrongdoings.
或者我们作为家长，你的孩子做错了事情，你是怎样处理的
？Or in a situation, you are the parents. How did you handle or deal with your children's wrongdoings?
有没有埋怨？有没有训斥？有没有落井下石？
Did you complain, did you scold the kids or even insult the kids?
那首先让我们来仔细的体味一下，在教会的信徒做错事情之后，腓立比书四章二到三节这段经文告诉我们的原则。
So from verse 2 to 3 is really telling some principles about one brother and sister's, you know, has some wrongdoings.
这就是同心合意，以生命影响生命。
So that's the first point. With one heart and one mind, influence a life with another life.
腓立比书4:2-3，我劝有阿爹和寻都基要在主里同心，我也求你这真是同父一轭的帮助这两个女人，因为他们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦，还有格利勉并其余和我一同做工的，他们的名字都在生命册上。
So here it says, I plead with Euodia and I plead with Syntyche to be one of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, my true companion, help these women since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life.
在这两节经文呢，有两个地方需要我们特别要注意的。
So there are two points I want to emphasize on today.
一个呢是有两个有矛盾的姐妹。
So really mention about two sisters in conflict.
再一个呢就是同父一轭。
And also talk about be of the same yoke.
那我们先来看看两个有矛盾的姐妹。
So let's take a look at the two sisters sort of in dispute.
经文没有仔细讲，但是显而易见，腓立比教会有两个姐妹之间出现了问题。So
although the scripture did not say in great details, but we know the two sisters had some problems.
两个姐妹的名字叫有阿爹、寻都基。So
the two names is Euodia and Syntyche.
我将他们的名字做了女性化的处理。
So I give them a better Chinese name.
尤阿别、许杜杰，这一看是女生的名字。
Those are better probably translation in Chinese. You can tell they are also female form names.
如果我们中间有两位受人尊重的，并且不惜时间和精力来参与教会施工的姐妹，或者我们也可以说是其他的情况，可能是弟兄。
So if we sort of put this in our own situation, and there are two brothers or sisters who was well respected,
你突然发现他们之间呢，在教会的是互不搭理，
and they spent a lot great effort and time to serve, but suddenly you saw they did not talk to each other.
虽然他们继续参与服事，但是呢。 远离对方，各自为政。
Although they still serve, but they're never blend. You know, they're separate. They have their own sort of point of views.
那这时候我们想，他们可能是，或者是一定是有问题了。他们之间。
So they must probably can think they must have something happen.
假如说他们是教会的领袖，如果教会的领袖之间出现了冲突，怎么办？
So if they were the leaders of the church and they have some conflicts, so how we should handle this?
如果得不到及时的解决，发展下去很可能成为教会合一的那个阻碍的苗头。So
if it's not timely solve the issue, it could become the beginning of a crisis for the church.
那我们看到保罗再次小心谨慎的。
Here we see Paul carefully use the word a plead.
意思是一方面呢，要避免偏袒任何一方。
So the word really meaning he's not trying to show partisanship, partiality or favoritism to either one of the sisters.
另一方面也体现了保罗对这件事情的处理的原则。
On the other hand, also show the principle how Paul would like to deal with this matter.
那这个原则呢，就是避免界定哪一方是全对或者全错，双方皆有责任，主动的跟对方达成和解。
So the principle is this, you know, it's really not trying to judge one side or the other is all right or all wrong. But each one actually has the responsibility to taking the initiative to be reconciled.
那会不会有人发出疑问说，照你这么解释，那这样处理的原则不是和稀泥吗？
So you may have questions. You know, if that's the principle, it seems like Paul is just kind of slapped each one, 50 times.
后面我们会做进一步的讨论。
So we'll just hold for now, and we'll talk about that later.
现在我们先来了解腓立比书四章二到三节两段经文中的第二个需要注意的点。So
the second point I want to mention is really the second point.
就是同父一轭。It's the
be of the same yoke.
除了亲自的劝谕这两个姐妹之外，保罗呢还求助于其他。 他称之为同父异轭的你，这个你是谁？
So besides he personally plead and the two sisters, but he also asking help from the one be of the same yoke and you.
虽然经文这里没有指名道姓，但猜测这是当时腓立比教会大家都熟悉的一位教会的领袖。
So although he didn't say the person's name, but everyone probably can imply this was a very well-known leader of the church in Philemon.
请问这同父异轭是什么意思？
So what does that mean? What's the definition of be of the same yoke?
应该肯定不是保罗的太太吧。
So we can know that's not Paul's wife.
旧约的律法规定。 牛和驴不能同父异轭。
So based on the Old Testament, and donkey and cow cannot be of the same yoke.
申命记22章10节不可并用牛驴耕地。
So in Deuteronomy 10, it says, "Do not plow with an ox and a donkey yoked together."
牛和驴不能并在一起耕地的原因是什么？ 非常容易理解，他们两个的力气不一样大。
So this is probably easy and to be understood, because the ox and donkey they're different.
本性不同，力量步伐也不同。
So the strengths are different, and the steps not synced together.
所以上帝很体贴，说这两个动物呢，不能够相同的做一样的工作。
So yeah, it's really teaching them not put them together and to do the same job.
那在哥林多后书6章14节，有一句经文说：“你们和不信的原不相配，不可同父异轭。”
So in New Testament, in the 2 Corinthians 6:14, here also said, "Do not be yoked together with unbelievers."
有不少解经书。 有不少牧师都讲，说这是婚姻关系。
So many pastors and exegetists say this is probably point to the marriage.
是不是婚姻关系？
So is this really talking about the marriages here?
这里容易让人误解的是什么？是原不相配和同父异轭这两个用语。
So it's really two words here could be misunderstood. It's really the be of the same yoke, where here in the 6:14 say use the same word. English word is used together.
原不相配的意思是不要继续，或者说要停止。
Yeah. So in 6:14 here, sort of more like compatible.
不可继续停止干什么呀？同父异轭，同父异轭在这儿是做盟友的意思。So
it's really here saying stop doing or not continue, and the be yoke here, be of the same yoke here means be friends and be allies.
所以格林多后书6章14节，你们和不信的原不相配，不可同父异轭。这句经文的意思是，不要与不相信。 的人继续做盟友。So
in the first Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 14:6, do not be yoked together with the unbeliever. It here really says, do not be allies with unbelievers.
这个盟友是指属灵方面的事情。
And the allies is really mentioned about the spiritual matters.
是敬拜上帝还是敬拜偶像？
So the basic question is, you're worshiping God or worshiping idols?
是相信耶稣还是相信其他的别神？
You believe in Jesus or the other gods?
与婚姻是没有关系。
So have nothing to do with the marriage.
你看现在中文译本它翻译的。不要跟不信的人同父一轭，正和邪怎能合作呢？光明和黑暗怎能共存呢？
So here it says that do not try to work together as equals with unbelievers, for it cannot be done.
Work together. 所以再看一段经文，最新的2011年翻译的中文的版本：你们和不信的不要同谋合伙。
So here it also says do not really.Strategize and to work together with the unbelievers.
至于信与不信者的婚姻关系，大家记住一段经文，就是哥林多前书7:10-16，那里写的非常非常的清楚。
So about the principle,
希望大家能记下来，哥林多前书7:10-16。
So I hope you write it down. There's a teaching in the Bible about the marriage between the believers and believer. If you can write it down, it will be the 1 Corinthians chapter 7, 10-16.
那里分别对信的太太与不信的丈夫、信的丈夫和不信的太太都有详详细细的交代。
So there, they give many scenarios, between the wife is believer and the husband is not, or the vice versa.
他的意思就是，你信的，你怎么就能够知道，你的美好见证不能带领你那一半能信呢
？So the essence of the teaching is.We should have faith that what you do marvelously will become a testimony for whoever is not the couple, whoever is not believing at the time.
所以腓立比书4:2这里同父一轭的意思就是在主里一起同工。
So really here, going back to our verses about the Philemon 4:2.And the meaning of the be of the same yoke is be co-workers.
哎，现在中文呢，你看也调整了，有阿蝶和荀都基两位姐妹，我劝你们要在主里同心。
So here is talking about to have the same heart in the new translations.
与保罗同父一轭的，指的意思呢，就是我保罗忠实的属灵伙伴。
Really, the be of work here is really the royal co-workers of Paul.
那圣经这里为什么用我劝，然后还求你帮助这两位有问题的姐妹呢
？So why he's talking to this leader in the church to one using the word plea and the other one's ask for help.
而且后面又扯进了格利勉以及其他的同工。
And they also mentioned other co-workers as a claimant.
你看。有两个领袖出问题了，请其他的人，最后呢扯上了其他许许多多的同工，为什么呀
？So there are only two leaders had issues. Why Paul asked everyone else to come in and help?
因为他们的名字已经都记在上帝的生命册上了，都是上帝家中的人。
Because their name is on, in the book of the life, and they are the family members of God's family.
其实我们回想一下，在教会的生活相处中。
So if you look at sort of the relationship in the church,
很少是因为对真理的见解不一样而导致的关系
紧张。So it's rare because of our understanding of scriptures caused the tension in our relationships.
一般引起不和呢，不外乎由于个人的生活习惯或者背景不同，或者是判断事物的角度不同，处事待人的方式不同。
So most often, because our differences in our background, in our behaviors, in our personal sort of.In our own back culture and the way we judge things and the way we interact with people.
所有的我们不同的习惯和我们不同的处理事情的方式，会引起失误、误解，甚至误会。
Because really, it's our own habits, our way to dealing with people and things, and usually cause misunderstanding and wrongdoings.
这些是我们犯错的主要原因。
And those are really the main reasons we mistake.
那我想请问弟兄姐妹，一旦因失误、误解或者误会而引起的争执、吵架。
So I want to ask you a question. So if it's only because of those misunderstanding, we cause some fight and dispute.
让你去帮助他们去劝人、去劝架，这个事情难不难？
Ask you to help to mediate the matter. Is it difficult?
劝架难吗？
So to mediate a fight, is this difficult?
难。
Is this very difficult?
那再请问，接受人劝架的事情难不难？
But another question is to accept the mediation of others.
劝架难还是接受劝架难？
So which one is harder, you know, to mediate or to accept the mediation?
如果接受劝架不难的话，那劝架一定也不难。
So
is不是？
If the acceptance of the mediation is not hard, and it must the mediation itself must not be difficult either.
正是因为我们不愿意接受劝勉，所以我们去劝勉别人的时候呢，才会感觉力不从心。
So because our own reasons, we do not like to receive the other people's mediation. So when we are trying to mediate and or helping people, and then we will feel powerless.
所以俗话说将心比心。
So in a Chinese saying, you know, it's a heart with a heart.
那基督徒说什么呀？
So the Christian says,
以生命影响生命。
So use life, influence lives.
所以当我们从善于接受劝架开始。 逐渐学会了劝勉的功课之后，
So once we start with accept the mediation and gradually learn how to do the lessons of pleading,
才会愿意更上一个台阶，学习谦让的功课。
Then we can go one step further and to learn the lessons of gentleness.
这就是腓立比书4章4到5节所提醒我们劝勉我们的喜乐谦让。 是敬虔的生命特征。
So that's verse 4 and 5 teaching us the joy and the humility or gentleness, the characteristic of a godly life.
腓立比书4章4到5节，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经近了。
Here says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. That your gentleness be evident to all, the Lord is near.
经文再次展示的是基督徒敬虔生命特征中的两个重要素质。The
verses here really demonstrate the two important quality, we'll call it of a godly life.
首先是喜乐的素质。So
it's really the first one is the quality of joy.
那我们可以想一想，当保罗在此。 反复强调喜乐，我再说要喜乐的时候，他自己现在处在什么一个状况下？就是他写腓立比书的时候，在什么状况下
？Yeah, think about Paul when he here repetitively mentioned about rejoice. What the situation Paul was in when he was writing this letter?
保罗在写腓立比书的时候是被关在罗马的监狱里边。So
Paul was imprisoned in Rome.
身体的自由受到限制，and
he was physically bound.
而当时腓立比教会呢，他们所处的处境和初代教会基本上都是一样的。So
just like the other early churches, the church in Philemon, also experienced similar issues.
教会建立不久，信徒们刚刚迈出了基督徒生命的旅途。
So the very new, the church were very new and they just started the journey of a Christian.
要面对许许多多的属灵挑战。
So they were facing many spiritual challenges.
那保罗身在监狱之中，他的这种喜乐、这种欢喜的源头来自于何处？
So what was the origin or the source of his joy while he was in prison?
是来自于那种我们现在看到那些电影影视剧里边，最近这个一两年抗日，可能看到里边是不是那些叫什么革命的乐观主义精神？
So are they kind of coming from all those the sort of TV shows we saw recently about the Chinese and Japanese war, and it's sourced from the spirit of revolutionary optimism?
还是处于无奈，黄连树下弹琴，苦中作乐？
Or is actually Paul was really trying to entertain himself in troubled times?
我们看两节经文，腓立比书前面一章十二到十三节，弟兄姐妹们，我要你们知道我的遭遇反而帮助了福音的进展，结果王公敬畏队全体和在这里所有其他的人都知道我是因着基督的缘故被囚禁的。
So let's see what the Bible says here in Philippians 1:12. Paul says, now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. As a result,It has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ.
可能是因着保罗他罗马公民的身份。
Because he's a sort of Roman citizen's identity.
实际上他关押期间呢，获准他在罗马兵丁的看守下另外租住房子。
So even he was in prison, he was really...housebounded,
并且可以自由地接待访客。
And he can rent a house under the watch of the Roman soldiers, and he can freely receive visitors.
他接待访客干什么呀？
So why he's doing this?
传福音。
It was really preaching the gospel.
所以保罗因着福音被他以一种不可思议的独特的方式传出去。而发自内心的喜乐，有罗马兵丁看护着他来传讲福音。
But that was really the origin or the source of his joy, because the gospel was advanced in this very marvelous and unique way, and was guarded by the Roman soldiers, and yet the gospel was preached.
所以从前面加拉太书从使徒行传里面我们分享到那些跋山涉水一直在攻击他的那些奉割礼的那些信徒没有办法再来扰乱他。
So we can think about the circumcised the believers who often sort of travel around and become the obstacles for preaching the gospels under the watch of the Roman guard.And he couldn't bother him anymore.
而且此时的保罗和初代教会的信徒其实心中都有一个巨大的盼望。
So really, just like Paul and all the early believers, they have such a big hope.
盼望他们在有生之年能够看到耶稣基督再来的日子。
And they hope for while they were still alive, and they can see God's return.
所以就是第五节经文后面记载的说。主已经近了。
So just like verse 5 here says, the Lord is near.
所以我们说古代的信徒以及今天的基督徒喜乐的源头应该是来自于福音被广传。
So therefore, we should say the origin of our joy should, or the source of our joy should come from the gospel.
来自于对耶稣基督再来的那个盼望。
And also coming from the living hope that the Lord will return.
那保罗在腓立比人面前展示的基督徒的生命生活中的另外一个重要素质 是谦让的心。
So another quality of Christian life is really the humility or the gentleness.
当叫众人知道你们谦让的心。
So Paul here says, let your gentleness be evident to all.
谦让这个字呢，包含有非常丰富的内容。
So this gentleness really has many meanings.
有温和，有忍耐，有柔软，有宽容，有宽宏大量，还有迁就等等等等。
So here really probably including the calmness, the perseverance, the softness, the forgiving and accommodating.
有解经家将腓立比书四章五节这一句，他解释为说，让全世界的人都知道你们能够迁就别人。
So one of the exegetes explained this verse. Sort of summarize this verse as let the whole world know you can accommodate.
你们是谁啊？
Who are the you?
基督徒。
Really the Christians.
谦让可以定位说是一种合理的、公平的、和缓的、不去极端的、不坚持一己权益的待人处事的态度和方法。
So we can define gentleness as an attitude and a method which is logical, just, long coming, not anti-extreme, and not holding tight onto your own benefits.
挺复杂是吗？
It's really complex.
其实也很简单。
But it's also simple.
因为前面提到保罗处理教会中两个领袖之间矛盾时的原则，我们讲了说避免界定哪一方是全对或者是全错，双方皆有责任主动跟对方达成和解。
Now going back to Paul's principle, which we mentioned, you know, Paul is really trying to avoid a judge either one of the sisters was all right or all wrong. And each one of them had the responsibility to take the initiative to reconcile with the other.
一方面呢，从接收劝勉，学习劝勉他人的功课。
So one way is to learn the lessons of exhortation.
那最难能可贵的就是具有谦让的美德。
But even more important is really to having the virtue of the gentleness.
我们说当一个人知道在什么时候不必引用严厉的法律去处理一件事情。
Now we know a person who does not have to sort of reference the law to deal with a matter.
或者把所谓的公正稍微放宽而实行仁慈。
Or sort of put surpass the so-called justice and using grace.
他便可以被称为是一个具有谦让素质的人。
So then that person can be called a person has a quality of a gentleness.
主耶稣在世的时候所斥责的法利赛人，他们最缺乏的就是这种宽宏大量和谦让的素质。
So when Lord Jesus was teaching on the earth, and the one thing he criticized more about the Pharisees was they were lacking of the forgiving and the gentleness.
大家可能记得在新约圣经的记载中，文士和法利赛人把一个行淫时候被捉住的妇人带到耶稣面前。
So we all know this story, and people brought an adulterer in front of Jesus.
那么依照摩西律法的规定，耶稣应当做的是吩咐人们用石头把他打死。
So based on the law of Moses, Jesus could have asked people to stone her.
但是耶稣却超越了 当时的所谓的公正的范畴。
But Jesus was really sort of surpassed the so-called justice, the paradigm of justice back then.
不定他的罪，而且劝他不要再犯罪。
Did not condemn her sin, but only asked her to sin no more.
所以，如果就公正来讲，我们当中我们所有的人都应该被上帝来定罪。
So if you really look at this justice, look at the law, and all of us, including us here today, we should be condemned by God.
然而，上帝恩待我们。
But God really showed His grace to us.
上帝的爱远远超越了公正的界限。
And His love is far more surpassed.
所以经文在这把基督徒的标志刻画了出来。
To surpass the justice. So really, the scripture here depicts the Christian life.
基督徒与别人的关系应该保持公正。
So yeah, we all know that we should have a very just relationship with other people as Christians.
但是要千千万万的记得。
But we must remember this.
有些事情，有些时候，谦让比公正更重要。
And there are some circumstances, the gentleness is even more important than the justice.
而且谦让会让我们变得更加的智慧。
And the gentleness will actually making us much as a person have more wisdom.
因为我们往往对我们自己呢，非常容易宽宏大量而谦让。
So if you look at ourselves, we often probably to ourselves, we're very forgiving and gentle.
而对他人呢，非常容易高举所谓的正义那个标准。
But to others, we often exalt the standard of justice.
其实许多时候，我们所坚持的所谓认为的公正呢。是含有大量水分的，大家同意吗
？But many times, what we insist, and the so-called justice, has many holes.
甚至含有许多无知的成分在里面。
But even more is coming out from have the elements of ignorance.
而我们却固执己见，不依不饶。
But we're so insist and so stubborn, and not letting it go.
有一个非常典型的例子。
Here's a classic example.
有一个姐妹从小就在教会长大。
So her sister
were 父母也是基督徒。
Were growing in a Christian family and grow in the church.
在一个基督徒的小学教书。
Is teaching in a Christian elementary school.
就有一天校长把她请来了。
So one day, the principal called her in the office.
就是恐怕你不能在这儿工作了。
So basically, said, I'm afraid you cannot work here any longer.
许多家长写信投诉你。
So many parents write letters to complain.
当他知道了内情以后，他就说：“校长，你也是个基督徒。”
So then she responded, "You're a Christian too."
这是在加州发生的事情。
This is a story in happening in California.
我给这些孩子们出算术题，一加二等于三，那他没有写对，我不能给他 A 呀。
So he said the situation was, you know, have very basic math, work that they did wrong. I couldn't really give them a better grade.
那校长把人家家长的信摊开说，我觉得我的孩子不至于那么笨，只得个 C 呀。
But the parents said, but my kids probably not that stupid getting C either.
听了这个姐妹在教会祷告会时候的分享和委屈之后
，So when she sort of shared that story in the church,
我做了一点点分享，但是我没有当她面。
So I did a little bit sort of sharing, not in front of her.
上帝给我们每个人的恩赐不一样，主导恩赐、主要的恩赐不一样。
So we need to know that God gives everyone's talents different. There's the primary ones are probably very, very different amount each one of.
后来我找他分享，我说，假如说你出题的时候，有一部分呢 是一加二等于三，类似这样出在书面上。
So later on, I had a conversation with her. So if you have a test, which is probably sort of mechanics of a math.
另一部分呢，你放在地上放一堆东西，让这孩子去做，让他写，让他去做。
And then, beyond the test and do some activities, just ask the kids to learn math that way.
还有一部分你可以出题，让他在这孩子们中间挑，说一个孩子、两个、三个，三个孩子这样来挑。
So you can also having some group activities in the classroom.
我说，如果你这样来出同样的题的话，所有的孩子应该都是 A。
So if you really sort of diverse the way you're teaching, probably the kids can all get a better grade.
你给他一张卷子，他有的孩子做不下来。
So if it's only one way, one size fits all, probably not all kids can really respond to the test that well.
所以,
so?
公正是合乎人性的。
So really, we can say the justice is of humanity.
但是,
But
合理的、公平的、和缓的、不去极端的那种宽宏大量而谦让的心。
But this is a logical, just, slow coming, meek, and an anti-extremes, a forgiving heart.
却是属乎神性的。
So it's of God.
我们追求人性还是追求神性?
So we're pursuing the, that's something of the humanity or something of God.
那有弟兄姐妹，那你这样说呢？基督徒的谦让之心，那不容易被别人利用吗？
So if we
甚至受人欺负。
So if that's something we're trying to go after, and some of us may ask questions about this heart of gentleness. People may take advantage of, or maybe even being bullied.
这就是腓立比书4章6到7节所提醒却劝勉我们的祷告感谢以生命来经历平安。
So that's really verse 6 and 7 and teaching us here with prayer and thanksgiving experience peace with your life.
腓立比书4章6到7节应当一无挂虑只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢 将你们所要的告诉上帝，上帝所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。He
said, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus."
腓立比书4章6到7节这段经文，令我们看到整个有关祷告和感恩的哲理性。It's
really teaching the truth about the prayers and thanksgiving here.
首先，经文强调我们可以把一切的事情借着祷告带给上帝。So
here, first, it's really emphasized we can bring everything to God.
有人曾经有极美丽的构思，把这段描绘点说，没有任何一件大事会超越上帝的力量之外。So
someone actually used a very beautiful language, rewrite this. It's basically there's no a big matter will surpass the strength of God.
也没有任何一件小事。 不在那慈父般的照顾的范围之内。So
none there was a small matter that wasn't covered by our gracious Father's care.
因为做父母的家长可能都会有体会。So
all the parents here may understand this.
孩子越小越喜欢告状。So
the younger the kids, the more likely they are telling on somebody.
其实岂止告状呢？ 一个幼小的孩子，无论他遭遇任何大小的事情，都会告诉父母。So
not only just telling on somebody, young kids will bring every matter, whether big or small, to their parents.
他的小小的胜利，小小的挫折。So
the small victory and the small or failures,
意外的损伤,
so the injuries and the pains,
因为父母是孩子的依赖,
because the parents is the the kids rely on the parents.
孩子越来越长大了,
so when kids are
growing
older, they become
这个离开不是圣经那个要两个人的意思。
So and the kids they become more independent, not really rely on the parents any.
所以让我们来学像小孩子的样式。
So we should learn from the from the little kids.
将凡事带到上帝的面前。
Bring everything before God.
因为孩子不依赖父母，父母怎么样呢？ 会失落的。
So use our own experience. If the kids not rely on you, you probably have a sense of loss.
如果我们不依赖上帝，上帝会有失落感吗？
So if we're not relying on God, that God will have a sense of loss.
失落的应该是我。But
actually, we probably will have a sense of loss.
其次，我们可以为现在的需要来恳求。
So we can bring every matter to God, including the current needs.
也可以为将来的帮助和指引来祷告。
And also for the future's help and guidance.
我们还可以替他人来代求。And
we can even supplicate for other people.
当我们祷告祈求的时候，我们可以把我们记忆中我们的亲人、远方的家人，还有亲朋好友等等，无论远和近，都摆在上帝面前，so, 为他们代求。
Family and friends, and whether they're far or near, you're missing people you're missing, we can bring them to the Lord and ask Him for God's care.
昨天师母在北京，我打电话，结果她姐姐的女儿跟我说了几句，说：“姨父，连上帝都保守咱们。”So
May is in Beijing now. So when Pastor called her, and his niece picked up the phone, and she said, "Thank God, really taking care of them, even far away in Beijing."
另外经文再次还指出说，任何祷告必须要怎么样，同时要有一个感恩的心。So
another point here, 6 and 7 point out is, with any prayer, we also should give thanksgiving.
所以我们祷告的时候必须记得三件事情。So
when we pray, we need to remember three things.
要记得上帝是爱。So
we must remember God is love.
他希望我们得到最好的东西。He
really wish, he hope we get the best.
要记得上帝的智慧。He
must remember his wisdom.
他知道什么才是对我们最有益。He
knows what's the best for us.
要记得上帝的力量。And
we must remember his power.
他能够给我们最有益的东西。He
has the ability to give the best to us.
所以大家注意，保罗用了一个 保守这个词。So
here in the verse, Paul used the word guard.
保守你们的心怀意念，保守的意思是什么？
So guard your heart and your minds.
这个词是一个军事的术语。So
this is really a military term.
确切的讲就是站岗放哨的意思。So
it really basically means guard, means someone's watching.
大家想过没有？ 如果我们祈求上帝来为我们站岗放哨，哇，那是个什么样的感觉？
You thought about God is actually your guard and watching over you.
而另外还有一个词儿，就出人意外。And
here also talk about to transcend all understanding.
出人意外不是说是上帝是非常非常神秘的意思。So
here is not really you know in Chinese it's ways it's actually it's kind of in a surprise way.
当然，我们不可能完完全全明白上帝的。So
here's not only means, you know, God does this in a very mysterious way.
出人意外的平安的意思是指上帝的平安非常的宝贵。And
here's really means, you know, God's the peace is very precious.
人的心思意念，无论多么的灵巧，多么的有智慧。So
compare with God's wisdom.
人的知识有多么的丰富。
Rather, doesn't matter how how wise we are and how much knowledge we have,
靠我们自己永远制造不出上帝给我们的那个平安。
But we cannot make the type of peace that God gave us.
现在中文译本说是上帝所赐的超越人所能理解的。
So really here says in English it says the peace is transcending all understanding.
所以当我们不认识这位创造宇宙万物的上帝的时候，
So when we were still not know the creator, the God,
不知道他所具有的权柄和能力的时候，
Do not know his power and his authority.
那在我们遇到重大的事情或紧急情况的时候，就不知道也不会去求告。
So once we encounter emergencies and big issues, we do not know and to pray and to petition.
但是当我们做了基督徒之后，
But when we become Christians,
遇到危险的时候，会不会想到有没有信心去求告这位能为我们带来平安平静的上帝呢？
So can we actually go to him and ask him for this gentle and peaceful God when we are encounter difficulties?
所以最后我想跟弟兄姐妹和朋友们分享说，在生活、学习和工作中。
So in last, I want to share. It doesn't matter whether in our lives, in our studies, or in our work.
当我们自以为受到委屈。
When we were in a situation we felt we were wrong,
受到伤害而凭着血气与人发生矛盾争执的时候，
and we were hurt and use our own strength, our own emotions, we're having quarrels and fight with others.
当我们义愤填膺地高举所谓的律法的公正之剑挥向他人的时候，
so once we're trying to use the sword of justice.Based on the law to slash others,
靠你我自己的能力和意志，
just based on our own ability and our own will,
能够勇于接受别人的劝勉吗？
Can we really to receive the other people's plea or exhortation?
能够在我们的头脑中为谦让留一席之地吗？
Can really saving some space?For the gentleness.
容易吗？
Is that easy?
不容易。
It's not easy at all.
而且是难上加难。
It's really hard, and probably more than hard.
不单难，而且还很累人。
Not only hard, but also tiring.
怎么办呢？
So what we do?
唯有借着祷告祈求，从上帝那里得着那属天的智慧。
So we must pray and through prayers and petitions and receive the wisdom of heaven.
就像开始那个例子中，父亲劝孩子学习祷告祈求的功课。
Just like in the beginning, the father was teaching the little kid, you know, in the sandbox story.
因为祷告祈求是上帝赐给我们基督徒的一个权柄。
We'll learn the lessons of prayer and petition because that's the authority God gave to us.
是我们打开丰盛美善生命之门的那把金钥匙。
So it's really the golden key for us to open a life which is rich, good, and beautiful.
这把钥匙上帝已经赐给了我们，而且就挂在我们的脖子上。
Yeah, the key is actually is given to you and is latched on your neck.
愿我们靠着上帝的恩典。
So really, we should rely on His grace.
将上帝创造我们的时候所赐给的我们这些优质的生命的特征，能够活出来。
So we can believe in those qualities that God already gave to us.
好吗？
Can we do that?
Amen.
Amen.